From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama delivers his first State of the Union address tonight. A new bipartisan poll conducted for NPR shows the president has a big job to do to reconnect with voters. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Our survey of likely voters was conducted by Republican Glenn Bolger and Democrat Stan Greenberg. The polls show that likely voters have soured on the Democrats' health care plan. They oppose it 55% to 39%. Jack Raffa from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, doesn't like how the bill was written.
They seem to be making backroom deals and doing it behind closed doors. If it's such a good thing, everybody should know about it and be happy about it. If they have to hide it, there's a reason they're hiding things.
The poll also found that independent voters have turned away from the president and that base Republican voters are more enthusiastic about the elections in November than are base Democrats. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he knows what Americans are looking for in the president's State of the Union address.
They're tired of the spending, debt, and government takeovers. They want a step-by-step approach to our problems, not grand government experiments and schemes.
McConnell says the Democratic health care bill should be put on the shelf and left there. He's been a steadfast foe of the bill and has said Congress should start over from scratch if it wants to change the health care system. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner appears today before a House committee looking into the government bailout of the insurance company AIG. Some lawmakers say the handling of the bailout was less than transparent. Geithner led the New York Federal Reserve at the time, and questions have been raised about why he reportedly approved decisions letting AIG make payments to banks it was doing business with while the public was bailing it out. World powers are meeting today in London to discuss how best to help Yemen deal with the rising threat from Al-Qaeda and to try to boost its faltering economy. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in London this morning for the hurriedly convened meeting on Yemen. She's being joined by senior politicians from European and Middle Eastern countries and from Russia. Yemen has become a focus for Western powers since it emerged the man accused of attempting to blow up an airliner headed for Detroit on Christmas Day visited the country last year and is believed to have been trained by Al-Qaeda operatives there. Officials say a new international organization called the Friends of Yemen will be launched at the conference today to help the country carry out political and economic reforms so it can better deal with Islamist radicalization. Local poverty and unemployment are feeding that radicalization, as is the arrival of Muslims from Europe, the U.S. and Africa seeking out radical clerics and terrorists. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News. Apple is expected to unveil its new tablet device today. Among other things, it is believed the Apple tablet can be used as an e-book reader. NPR's Lynn Neary says Apple reportedly has been talking with major publishers to work out terms for publishing their books electronically.
No one knows for sure yet exactly what the Apple tablet can do, but it's likely to shake up the ebook market because it will be more versatile than dedicated ebook readers like the Amazon Kindle. It's rumored it would allow users to surf the web and download music and videos in addition to books. It's also believed it will offer readers an enriched ebook experience with color photography and illustrations, author interviews, and links to related sites. Michael Hyatt, CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishing Company, says he's eager to see the new device.
Ultimately, this is all good for the consumer, and it's all good for us as publishers. I love the fact that we're going to have so many options. I'm very excited about the future.
Among the other rumors swirling about the new device is its name. It could be called the iPad or the iSlate or something else altogether. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Honduras swears in a new president today following months of turmoil after elected President Manuel Zelaya was driven from power in a coup. Zelaya's opponents said he was trying to hold on to power beyond the legal limit by attempting to change the Honduran constitution. Zelaya has denied that. Zelaya tried to regain power. He returned to the country and took refuge in the Brazilian embassy. Today, the politically left-leaning Zelaya is to be escorted to the airport by the new conservative president, Porfirio Lobo, and begin a life in exile in the Dominican Republic. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.